It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Yesterday, the National Weather Service is saying that a touchdown of an EF1 tornado has been confirmed in the metro area. The twister was spotted near 132nd and Blondo Streets at around 3:45 yesterday afternoon. Knocked down trees, power lines, damaged fences. Thankfully, no injuries or fatalities were reported. Elementary school dismissal was put on hold by Omaha Public Schools until the tornado warning was lifted at 4. Other minor property damage found near 132nd and Dodge, and you know, brief touchdowns were reported in the Boys Town area of the city, but thankfully, no major damage.
And what was it, an F1?
F1.
F1 is 73 miles an hour up to 112 miles an hour. You know, and tornadoes are always weird because they gauge it by the amount of damage it does.
Okay, all right, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. All right.
Police say a child has been shot in North Omaha, taken to the hospital. Omaha police say the child, who is thought to be about 1 year old, was shot around 5 o'clock Wednesday. Police interviewed several witnesses and arrested an 18-year-old on several charges, including second-degree assault. And the two boys who were hit by a car Tuesday remained in the hospital last night. The driver of the car, a 26-year-old, will not face charges. The driver was said to have tried to help the boys, along with other drivers who saw the accident happen. The boys ran into traffic, trying to cross a busy street at 156th at Pepperwood, just north of West Dodge Expressway, only a few blocks from Peter Kiewit Middle School, where they both were students, or are students. An engineer for the city said that the crossing signal wasn't working at that intersection, was apparently damaged by a storm back on Sunday. So that could be part of the reason why, you know, they were out in traffic. And Berkshire, all the shareholders are descending upon the city today, getting ready for the big shareholders meeting this Saturday at the CenturyLink Center. Last year, the vendor hall opened Friday afternoon so shoppers could get a jump start on some of the deals that are going on. And they're going to do that again this year. It was such a success. Shopping Midway will be open from noon to 5 p.m. tomorrow. Bunch of vendors will be on hand. Oriental Trading Company, Pampered Chef. We've heard about Mars Candy, Justin Boots, Fruit of the Loom, and Borsheim's. I guess the big little ticket item for shareholders will be a Roberto Coin Gold and Diamond BRK pendant and bracelet. So the company, for the first time, they're going to sell Borsheim's signature scented candles. So it's a big buying frenzy. Everything's for sale. It's Berkshire weekend.
For members only, though, right? I mean, people that own stock.
Yeah, you can hang out with people who have credentials. Not for us, just regular folks. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is naming Carly Fiorina as his running mate if he wins the nomination. Fiorina is a former CEO of Hewlett-Packard and an unsuccessful presidential candidate this year. Campaigning in Indiana yesterday, Cruz called Fiorina a person of extraordinary intelligence and deep conservative principles who knows how to create jobs. Now, the GOP frontrunner, Donald Trump, is dismissing Cruz's selection of a running mate. He's saying that Cruz is wasting his time and won't be winning the nomination.
I mean, isn't he kind of accurate, though?
Yeah, he's not wrong.
To say that, it's like getting named as the new VP of Cabela's.
It's getting shut down.
Congratulations. We're getting shut down.
But this week, you are going to make a lot of differences in people's lives.
I don't want Cabela's to ever go away, though.
I know. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders plans to lay off hundreds of campaign workers. He's said to be cutting back on staff as he focuses on winning California. Now, the Vermont senator lost 4 of the 5 Northeastern primaries to Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton on Tuesday. Sanders says that despite the staff cutbacks, he'll remain in the race through the summer's Democratic convention.
Don't you think there's going to be a lot of disenfranchised people, whether it's valid or not, people feeling like their vote
doesn't count?
Yeah, a lot of people are up in arms. There was just a recent poll. I think it was Reuters that did it, where they were talking about, you know, most of Americans polled were saying, I feel like my vote doesn't count.
Yeah.
I
mean, so whoever gets the Republican nomination or the Democratic nomination, there's going to be a lot of boo. I mean, we've got a long way till November.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people boo. I mean, people are showing up and whining at things now. What's going to be like?
I don't know.
A month?
Well, and it's just interesting how people who are, you know, on the same quote unquote side, you know, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, how there's so much infighting within the parties of who you're supporting. You know, I've seen people, like, especially on Facebook, where it's like friends unfriending other friends because of just heated political conversations. You're like, isn't this a place where we just put kitty videos? Like, do we really have to be?
That's your world, Molly. Where we just play kitty, watch kitty videos.
See, I love my world. Yeah, it's so pretty.
It's a nice world.
Republican National Convention is in Cleveland, July 18th. Mm-hmm. That's how far away we are.
It's a ways.
From that, you know, mess. And then they'll have a final pick, right?
Yeah.
I mean, basically, it's going to, no one can catch Trump.
Not at this point.
So now they've got to just pick away at him so he doesn't officially get enough numbers to get the nomination. So they can take it to the convention and then, geez.
Give it to Cruz.
Yeah. Give it to Cruz. Which I don't necessarily think a lot of people, I mean, a lot of Republicans are holding their nose on him too. I mean, it's not as if like, oh man, we all really like him. I wish everybody else did. It's like, nobody likes him.
God, did you guys ever think that Trump would have gotten this far? It's amazing.
Who knows? I mean, yeah, you would have thought he would have flamed out. He's had lots of opportunities of things, but he's speaking to people.
Yeah, yes, he is.
Marco Rubio, who's out of the race, still has more delegates than Kasich.
Yes. Jeez. Yeah. But Kasich is just hanging in. Hershey's is getting into the jerky business. The chocolate company is coming out with a line of Hershey jerk.
Hey, y'all, who's up for a Hershey jerk? Excuse me? That sounds weird. Sounds illegal. No, it's not, y'all. It's a Hershey jerk. Don't say that so loud. You're making me uncomfortable.
That's terrible. That just conjures so many bad, like there's just competing horrible images in my mind when you say that.
Hershey's is in the jerky game.
Yeah, they are coming out with a line of dried meat protein bars this August. They sound disgusting.
Dried meat.
Yes.
Protein bars.
So you know how they have those Crave bars? The Crave protein bars?
Yeah.
They're going to come now in exotic flavors like blueberry barbecue beef. How gross does that sound?
Like blueberry barbecue beef.
Yeah. They said that the bar will be all natural, no preservatives. It'll include fruit and grains, and then I guess also jerk.
Yeah. And it's full of protein. Give it a Hershey jerk and spread that protein around.
Again, horrible images. Just jockeying for front position. No, I don't want anybody to win. Everybody loses.
What other flavors do they have?
I just saw that one. That one just really stuck out. They say that the past 5 years, the sale of meat snacks has outpaced the sale of chocolate snacks.
I was giving party grief yesterday. I said, where are all the Omaha steaks? Beef sticks that we used to have. I'm like, have you become a snob?
No.
Where are the Omaha Steaks beef sticks that we used to be flush? That's one of the perks of dating a lady of the Omaha Steaks persuasion. We are flush and beef sticks. Where are the beef sticks?
Where are they?
They're, you know what? They are sitting on top of the fridge. I meant to bring in one and I surprised. I made a little special order for Jeff. I'm going to bring him some
when
of those sliced baked potatoes.
Spoiled. Mm-hmm. When you get spoiled with eating Omaha Steaks beef sticks on the reg.
Yeah.
You can't go back to Slim Jim.
No.
No, gosh, no. It's
Oh, yeah.
You cannot eat that. Slim Jim doesn't even compare. There's not even a comparison. I mean,
well, are they ready for the Hershey jerk?
Right?
It just seems like President of America. I mean, you're adding meat.
He's so gross.
With chocolate and fruit to satisfy everyone. It's like flavor paste.
It's made from dried meats. It's the Wall Street Journal that's reporting. It's made from dried meats and a combination of other ingredients like mangoes, cranberries, and quinoa. How gross does that sound? It sounds like flavor paste. And it also is developed. They're also developing, this is Hershey's, is also developing a protein-centric brand it calls SoFit, which comprises sunflower seeds and almonds coated in protein, and then fruit-flavored protein smoothies and pouches.
So it's Fit. When you had Fit in the name, that's what makes sense. This is going after that Fit group. Yeah. You know how that's the deal? It's all convenience food.
It's all about protein loading.
Boom, 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 everything in one.
Yeah.
So
I guess Crave has its share of doubters, including those who thought consumers would like jerky flavors like basil, citrus, and pineapple orange.
I mean, the flavor of meat.
I'm looking at the pouches. They're like little pouches, and it's like black cherry barbecue meat. Garlic meat. Like they're like crumbles almost.
Kind of sounds like that Chobani flip. If you guys ever done those, it's got a little bit of like protein jerky. and then it's got almonds and it's got yogurt.
Yeah, yeah.
You throw it all together.
Yeah. Dump it in there?
Yep. No, that's going for the fit crowd. It's just basically like a snack.
Yeah.
It's all in one, just bam. So.
Well, that's coming this August, I guess, later this summer. Swimmer Michael Phelps did an interview where he said due to his struggles with alcohol, he actually didn't want to compete in the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. It says leading up into London, Phelps said he didn't want anything to do with the sport of swimming. He did an interview with Matt Lauer on the Today Show, and he's like, I think I was just over it. I think personally I had a lot to struggle with getting through 4 years after 08. And he added that his DUI arrests were particularly hard on his mom. He's like, I think my mom was happy that I was alive because I think she saw the path I was going down.
The big thing,
so he's getting ready for the big Summer Olympics in Rio.
The big line, though, is they asked him, they said, where are you an alcoholic? And he said, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I know I probably have moments where I've gone up the deep end where I shouldn't, but that's the headline is he's saying, I don't
know if I was one or not.
No, I don't know. I don't know if I'm an alcoholic. Not a was, it's an is. Are you an alcoholic? He says, I don't know.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
So the top prospects in college football waiting to hear their names called the NFL draft. First round starts tonight in Chicago, 7:00. You know, they've made it this huge spectacle now. Everybody gets, you know, walks the red carpet and, you know, who are you wearing? And everybody has their teams and it's unbelievable. The LA Rams are going to be the first on the clock. They traded their trades with Tennessee to get the top overall pick earlier this month.
And I'm wondering about who the top two are going to be. Here they are. It's between Jared Goff from California or Carson Wentz from North Dakota State, which is a very interesting story because he doesn't have nearly as much experience as anyone else in the draft.
Some people are saying maybe that's what makes him so good, is he's not the prototypical quarterback. He hasn't been sent to all the camps. He hasn't been ruined by the system.
Yeah.
So Carson Wentz is this kid that played limited high school football as even as a quarterback and then went to that, you know, football academy that is North Dakota State that just wins every year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's a ginger.
That'd be good on him.
Smart ginger.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's like redheaded quarterbacks. Redheaded white guys make great NFL quarterbacks.
I don't know what it is.
Really funny. And first round of Stanley Cup playoffs concludes with Game 7 stunner. The Predators went into Anaheim and edged the heavily favored Ducks out, winning the West Series. So Nashville, which won 3 road games in the best of 7 set, advances to face the Sharks in round 2. The Islanders opened semifinal play with a win over the Lightning, and only one game is on the schedule for tonight. The Penguins are going to go up against the Capitals. And Megan are going to be like...
Yeah. The hero last night for the Islanders, a week after Prince died, is a rookie named Shane Prince, who no one has ever heard of. He scored 3 goals now in the Stanley Cups. He's had limited time in the NHL. Shane Prince, rookie, had 2 goals about 5 minutes apart for the Islanders to roll over the Lightning.
All right, so tonight, Caps and the Penguins, do you have anything fun bets with Megan or anything? Oh, please say yes.
I don't think
something
so.
Something humiliating for her?
So.
No? All right.
It'll be the regular level of bad radio station bets that we have here. Borderline and border on
HR nightmare.
HR violation.
But that nobody actually follows through.
I know.
On.
I wish somebody would just slash somebody's tires.
I mean, make all these grand proclamations.
Exactly. For all the posturing and all the wasted breath, somebody needs to put a brick through someone's windshield.
Okay. Whose windshield do I throw?
Megan's.
Okay, perfect.
Jeez. I think Megan's car needs to be off
just
limits.
Preemptively, somebody needs to put. You know what we need to do? Let's put a cinder block through somebody else's car, chalk it up to collateral damage.
That's just terrible.
Storms. No safer place in a storm.
No safer place in a storm. Oops.
People are like that really escalated. Somebody got their window blown out last night. Yeah, I think it's at that radio group back there. They take their sports bets seriously.
They're crazy. This was just on roller derby. You should see it when they get into real stuff.
I was told someone pointed a gun at somebody else.
You could win $5,000 cash from Mutual First Federal Credit Union. Just keep listening. It's Pick Your Prize on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Hi.
Hi, it's Megan's sister, right, Mackenzie?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I don't know. Does Jeff want help with some kind of prank or something? Because I'm really sick of hearing her yell.
I think your sister's in good shape. I told her I think the Penguins are going to beat the Caps in five games. I know that's terrible because the Washington Capitals are my team, but I think it's going to be a good. So you guys, your whole family are crazy Penguins fans. Like the whole family roots for all these games.
Yeah, Penguins and Steelers and Pirates, like we're huge.
Okay. So, I mean, that would be kind of exciting. I wouldn't be that heartbroken to see the Pens go all the way.
But, I mean, they've done it before. It's just one of those things where, you got to be on it.
Yeah. I love Megan's works here, by the way. Megan Reeder, I love her her passion for hockey.
I know.
All sports. She knows more about sports than half the boys in the building.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Probably than more all of the boys in the building.
Why didn't she do a sports show? I mean, she really knows a lot about it. So
she wants to, but
yeah.
She goes with my dad and my brother, and they just go back and forth. And you should have seen her the day she met Mario Lemieux. Thought she was going to die.
I had something to do with that.
You did.
But she did good.
You did. Yeah.
And your brother, they went out and met Lemieux. How cool was that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay.
Actually, I was kind of jail, but.
We're going to support and not beat her up on her games.
Yeah, just don't do anything to her car because.
You've heard?
She's had bad luck.
You've heard about the eggs?
I've heard about lots of
eggs.
Oh, no. I live with her.
Okay.
That was party's doing.
She deserved it.
Well, no!
I don't know even what we can say. It's
literally a bag of wieners.
Yeah.
When we say go eat a bag of D's.
And then it was
she went online and found a bag of
gummy
candy
bear.
Wieners.
Uh huh.
And sent party a bag of D's. So
with
he
the sign
could literally
it said,
go eat a bag of D's.
Yeah. I don't even know where you would find that. I don't even know how she would know how to do that.
Well, when I got it,
you could do it.
I got it in the mail. I mean, I look at the box every single day. Every day I wake up since then, the box is still sitting there. And I think of Megan every single morning doing that. Because I remember getting that box of eat a bag of D's going, ow.
You're saying that every day you wake up and stare at a bag of D's? And think of every day you wake up and stare at a bag of D's.
It's right there where my keys are. So I wake up, where I grab my keys, and I see the box. I don't know why. Maybe I should just move the box. But yes, I stare at a bag of D's.
And think
of Megan every single time, every morning. So, hey, Mackenzie, thank you for calling. It's good to hear your voice.
Yep, you too. We'll see you later.
Bye, Mackenzie. That's going to be great hockey tonight, man.
If people haven't
watched any hockey, it's Pittsburgh Penguins and Washington Capitals. It'll be a war. It's the only game that's on tonight.
Yeah, so it's good, actually. Hello?
Other than the NFL draft.
Hello, who's this?
And NBA.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio, man. What's going on?
Yes. Thank you for taking my phone call. And you guys are the greatest show in the air, so let's get that out of the way. But
thank you.
You're welcome. And I just want to make a quick comment about an earlier phone call. It was some time ago, but it was of a mom, and she was speaking of children being drafted, which is a reality we all face in this country because we live in the best country in the world. It's just one of those necessary evils, I guess one would say. But I think is what she was saying now was that the children should be picked first. The first to go were the children from the families that are on assistance or something like that. And I just think that's kind of a narrative our country is displaying nowadays that.
Yeah. Cause what she'd said that her life of her kids, they're supposed to bring up, and teach their kids to go to school and get an education. And she felt like as if the draft was to jump in and take that away from her, that her kids shouldn't go. They should still stay on the main, but take everyone else that,
but we don't have a draft.
But we don't have a draft, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. At 18 years old, you can get into a lot of contracts. You get to do certain adult-like privileges. It's where parents get to choose who gets to go and who doesn't. I think that's a slippery slope. It's just...
Lots of people can usually figure out, even if there was a draft... They would, if the draft ever came back, the privileged people, we would always find a way to get out of it.
You bet.
I mean, even though we have a volunteer, we have a volunteer army now, but it's still, you couldn't use the term preys upon, but it still does kind of pull from lower income sects of society, because basically what the modern military is a job.
Yeah.
I mean, and in this depressed economy for a while, it is a steady job. It's a government job.
Working, that has great benefits.
Working in the military. And it doesn't mean it's not patriotic. It's still totally... I think you can be anti, like, war or be, like, a hippie and still be pro-military.
Serve the military.
Beyond just a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to get smarter about what wars we fight. We need to kind of pay attention and understand, you know, where our guys go and gals go.
Especially, and why they go.
What this headline is that we're basically super proud that now women are getting more and more of a role as much as men. And we want equality in every level of the workplace. I'm just saying, maybe I'm just being a caveman, but I'm just saying, I'm not so super proud of being like, yeah, man.
Center ladies.
Now our ladies get shot at. Maybe it's just a guy thing. I also maybe have no room to talk because I've never served in the military. So any woman who serves is more of a man, I guess, than I am. But you know what I mean? Like, you have a
I know exactly
you have
what
a
you're
sister.
Saying.
Yeah, it's like, don't you feel kind of like a coward that it's like we're sending in our ladies?
Yes, I do.
Ladies.
I do. I do. I mean, I don't. I'm the same way, man. I don't feel proud to be like, hey, our women are going to, you know, the women of this country are going to go over there and so on and so forth, you know? But that goes with the equality thing.
Well, and that would, you know, there's the women in the military that are like, you know, that's standing in our place. We want to do all the stuff that the
men do.
Guys can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Hey, I'm just saying, the reality in war is that there is something harsher for women, especially in a combat role, of like when they get taken captive. You know, they do terrible things.
Yes.
I think they can do terrible things to any number of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Remember Jessica Lange? Poor Jessica Lange. Remember all that stuff that
is awful.
Poor gal.
Man.
And,
oh.
You know, they were just supposed to be a support crew. They
a lot of times they get, I mean, some of the people that we're combating don't necessarily share our vision on gender equality.
Yes,
and
they
so
don't.
They're very angry about the fact that they're having to combat or even deal with women, which is such an interesting, I mean, like how much it unnerves them. You know, how much they see that as like, look at them. They're making their women go and fight their wars for them, as opposed to looking at it like, no, these are women that are
I guess that would be
things.
Actually kind of gets a little exciting to think of a unit of all women soldiers kicking ISIS's butt. Right? And that just sticking in their craw.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The Big Party Show podcast.
Get them now on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, iPad, computer, or tablet.
From Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
So, word is Prince did not leave a will, so his estate, which is estimated to be about $300 million, a court has ordered basically like a third party to kind of come in and help mire through it all. But now, consider the source, National Enquirer, has reported that that Prince had actually been diagnosed with AIDS.
That's what the Enquirer is saying. So that's the big controversy, because it's the Enquirer. So a little bit fringy, but they're aggressively saying diagnosed with AIDS and because of his religious background refused to get it treated. So was spiraling down.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, when people have an issue like that with sudden flu, and I don't know, I kind of thought when I remember hearing that, I'm like, did he have like
something
AIDS
else
or
going
something?
On? Yeah. Yeah. So the one thing that is investigators are focusing in on a possible prescription drug link to his death. They did say that they found prescription drugs in possession of Prince at the time of his death, like on the compound and everything. And so I think they're going and working in conjunction with the DEA to kind of comb through and find out what was going on there.
Like, he could have been sick and he's just treating the pain and the spiral down with like heavy drug use. Certainly, we all saw the footage of him at Walgreens. Everybody said he was a regular there. And they're saying that that was what, Percocet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Percocet's his deal. And Percodan is stronger, I believe. Then Percocet, it would be the lower deal.
Is that what your drug dealer told you?
Yeah.
So you're like, I don't feel so bad because it's Percocet and not Percodan. So I'm good.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to tell yourself, Mr. Snail.
When I had surgery on my arm, they put me on Percodan.
Did they have to put you on the stuff to help you? You know,
I just remember
along?
Anytime Freddie's ever had hospital issues, they say, where's your pain scale on a scale of 1 to, and Party goes 12.
Yeah.
Well.
We're like 10 is like bone cancer. Remember when you had your tonsils out?
That sucked.
And you got put on like heavy, heavy, heavy drugs.
Oh, it hurts so bad. I'm a puss when it comes to pain. I'll tell you what.
A lot of people are.
Certain pain I can handle. But I don't like the drugged up feeling of, you know, of all those things like that. That's why I think they should just legalize marijuana.
Legalize it.
You know, for medicinal reasons. It gets to those spots that those stupid, you know, opiates or whatever can't reach.
We know a fella who had a major injury this year, and he had big time drugs, you know, that they gave him, legal drugs, oxy and stuff. Yeah. And he said he stopped taking it and he just stuck with weed. That weed cut through the pain.
It cuts through the pain and it takes your mind off of it. It really does. Not that I know.
Either have I. But I've read things on the internet.
Mon.
Goodness.
Yeah,
Mon. All right. So Miley Cyrus is said to be planning her wedding to Liam Hemsworth, despite the fact that he says that they're not engaged. So I don't know if it's like they're not engaged, but they're planning on getting married. They're not technically engaged, despite the fact that they're back on again after rekindling their romance over the Christmas holidays.
Why does everybody want her to get married so badly?
I think just that people love a wedding. Love a party. Love a party. Who doesn't love going to a wedding? Weddings are fun.
Well, I know, but...
So that's why people get all excited. They get all lathered up about the idea of you throwing a big party. They're like, yes, do it. Make... A smoke machine.
It's like
doves,
everybody just wants people to get married.
You're feeling the burn, aren't you?
You know what's happening here?
Yeah, I was going to say, this sounds more like a, is this a you moment? Get on the couch. You're in the trust tree.
Oh, no, I already planned out. People don't approve of it, but I really would be serving my minced meat and crackers for a meal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're already planning the wedding reception meal?
That's what I was saying. I don't know why people spend so much money on it. Why don't you just get a bunch of ham, blend it up, and serve crackers with it? Bam, there's a meal.
Wylene is lucky. Very lucky.
You're a man who eats all the time. You're constantly cooking. We would assume the bar will be high for the meal. It can't just be Omaha steaks, meat sticks.
Beef sticks.
Beef sticks.
They're into jerky now, too, so they'll be jerky with it, too. So, yeah, yummy.
Wow. RSVP, no.
Reception.
Busy.
Reception held in the Omaha Steaks break room.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big break room.
It's a great break room.
Yes, it is.
Wylene gave me the tour.
How nice was that break room? I mean, it's like it makes awesome. You
We'll get some of that crepe paper, to put it up.
We were on the way to the store because you can buy...
buy food.
Omaha Steaks at Omaha Steaks. Like, there's a really nice guy that mans the counter and...
knows everything.
Yeah.
And then on some days, they'll bring down people to serve. They'll cook.
Yeah.
They cook.
I saw those. They have the big green egg in the break room. I'm like, this is what a genuine environment.
Yeah.
I'm saying, obviously, we've all done telemarketing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they're really selling the product, but they really actually celebrate the product.
Yeah. They believe in it. They do. And I do too.
Like when we did, all right, settle down. When we did telemarketing, we never got to enjoy the products we were selling.
No.
We never got to like play Zanfir's pan flute or any of the crap we were selling. We were like, ma'am, I have to be honest with you. I have no idea what you're buying.
And why?
But like there, it's a smart deal that they're all experiencing with. It's Omaha Steaks.
Yeah.
And chicken and hot dogs.
And everything.
And meat sticks.
And bean jerky.
Anyway, marriage is real. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm. It is. Whether you have beef jerky optional, I'm just saying.
Molly already said RSVP, no.
RSVP, so, yeah. No. Yeah, exactly. Wylene, my condolences.
Do we want to handicap the percentages of this happening? Miley and
I don't know. I mean, they're young. It just seems impulsive. I guess she wants a summer wedding, and it's possible they'll just run off to Vegas and tie the knot.
There you go.
Meanwhile, engaged or not, they say that they live together, they're really serious, and they're very much together. So whether or not they're getting married, they're definitely a couple.
Win $5,000 cash, a $5,000 shopping spree, a trip for four to Disney World, or a trip to Hawaii with cash. It's pick your prize on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
If you're on Tinder and you don't want your friends to know it, the anonymousness of your dating life may be over.
How's that?
I guess they announced yesterday Tinder's adding a new feature. It allows users to see which of their friends is on there.
How, Jeff, do you have it? Does it just pop up like...
You know what? I haven't added it to my new phone because I got a new iPhone.
Okay.
I haven't downloaded the app. So what's the question?
Did you know your friends were on it? Like, I mean, you couldn't go creeping for your friends to find out, like, who else is on here?
I don't think so. I mean, you friend people, or you get linked up, and then the first thing you do is you look down and you see which, it tells you, once you've been matched, it tells you who you both have in common.
Yeah, and that's a conversation starter.
But I feel like it's cold water, because you look down and you're like, oh. Because you got your buddies that are way more Tinder cruisers than you are.
Yeah.
And you look down and the girl's already friends with them, so you're just like, oh, man, should have been stepped on.
Gross.
But there's a weird thing on Tinder. When you match with your friend, you never know. I never know what the protocol is. Like gal friends that we have. Yeah. When it matches us up, because it's like, I'll see her picture and I'm like, well, should I swipe? Yes, because I know her. We're friends. But then am I sending the wrong message? Like, I secretly love you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be linked up together and then you send them a snarky, you know, like,
and have fun
pick.
With it. Yeah.
I don't know what the hell the rule is.
So Tinder's already linked to Facebook, so you can just select friends from your Facebook list and start swiping. But the deal is that it's currently being tested in Australia. You have to basically opt out. And if you don't want to be visible to your Facebook pals, you have to turn off this feature. Like, you have to make that extra step. But this is the deal for married people.
I sign up everything through Facebook anymore. Like, that's how I signed up for Tinder. Don't you ever do that when it's asking for a password and then it goes, or do you just want to sign up through Facebook?
I mean,
and
like,
you go, okay, but you're turning over
friends' information.
You're turning over all your information.
Yeah, I do too.
Don't you guys do that?
No.
It's easier.
I go the extra step. I don't let them. If something says like, oh, you have to sign in through Facebook, I'll just be like, oh, no thanks. I'll do something else. Or I either opt to not sign in at all if they don't give you any other options, or I'll just sign in another way because I don't want everything linked to my Facebook page.
I guess I stopped trying a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it just depends on what you're personally comfortable with. I mean, for me, Facebook, I try to keep as much
private.
At arm's length and as confined of a space as possible. I try not to have it connected to other parts of, you know.
I just let the world take mine.
You're like, yeah. I'm open. Take me, world.
Yeah, I just don't
bend over.
Care. Yeah, pretty much. As long as they don't have my bank account numbers and stuff like that, it doesn't matter. So I'm just like giving all my friends' information away. Aren't I by doing that? I think so.
I don't know. There's such a slippery slope on what's available to what.
Uh-huh. I know.
I prefer to try to keep Facebook as contained to just Facebook as possible. So like when you go up through other things and they're like, hey, you can just log in through your Facebook. I'm like, I'm good. You don't need to be all in my business there too.
In my business.
Uh-huh. I guess the big thing is if you're married and on Tinder, you need to delete your account because everybody on Facebook is about to know what you're up to is basically the deal.
Okay.
It's like, it's not so much for your single friends. I mean, you guys all know.
Yeah.
But for people who are like married and creeping,
Tinder.
Right. This is going to be the lights going on and the roaches are going to scatter.
What are you doing, Ben? If you're married and you're on Tinder, what are you doing?
You're an idiot.
Dirtbag. Well,
somebody can find you. Friends of almost,
right?
You know. And screen capture your photo and send it to your wife. Like, why is Gary on Tinder?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it happens. I mean, you should delete it or not on it.
Those kind of dogs should get caught. That's what I always thought about. What was the one that got exposed? What was it? AshleyMadison.com.
Yep.
That
was
our whole rant that we were like, what married person would actually have an account on GoCheatOnYourWife.com?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who cheats wants to get caught.
Right. I guess you're right. It's like when we always marvel over how dumb criminals are. It's like, well, that's why they're criminals.
Yeah, because they're dumb.
Because dumb people as dumb as dudes.
I think
I just can't imagine being that
dumb.
Well, just that open about cheating. Like, it seems to me, it's just so crazy to me how. It's almost got to be a compulsion, like an addiction, if you are that flagrant in your in stepping outside the bounds of your relationship, your legal, you know, like your legally binding contract with someone, whether it's through God or through the government, you are married to someone. You have ownership of each other in a certain regard. And then to just, I mean, gone are the days of like, it just seems like, you know, you used to sneak around, you used to just meet somebody and it would be sneaking around. Now it's all like, sign up, link a credit card. This is, you know, right. Mailing a dress. Like, you're like, really? Have we fallen so far from just shame? It's like that stand-up says, aren't you embarrassed? Like, at some point when they are asking you for your credit card, does that give you pause to think, like, I am about ready to commit plastic to cheating on my spouse?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, no longer is this just too many drinks in a bar, things got out of hand, people made bad decisions, or, you know, what have I'm blown away.
That's all stuff
by the toxicity of the world.
Right, that we could all connect, we could all understand. Okay, you made a connection with someone. That mm-hmm. should be the realistic fear in life.
Yeah.
When we all fall in love, we all have a significant
business
other.
Business trips,
but
whatever.
You think, geez, I guess my significant other could connect with someone.
Yeah.
And then they both have to make a decision like, hey, we're both with other people, let's not hurt those people. But the people that are out there just looking for it, putting flyers, putting down credit cards.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, downloading
an app.
It's like
you're in a dead relationship, obviously, right? The other person doesn't know that they're married to a dead body.
On one side, dead, and that's what it is. The other person doesn't know. I mean, we don't know what's going on. I mean,
if you're going to your app store and looking for a way to find other people besides the person you're married to, you need to go online and find a therapist or a marriage counselor. That's what you should be searching out. I'm just saying, I find it so fascinating that this doesn't give people pause. I mean, do you just hate the other person that much?
Maybe I guess we could maybe
hate yourself
speak
that much
for because no. I guess I can't speak. I've never been married. That the married guy is going, this is how I keep it regular. I'm just taking a little bit of the edge off.
Yeah,
I'm a good husband. I have a good job. I'm good to my wife. As long as I never get caught, what's wrong with me?
Having a little fling,
having a little fun on the side.
Yeah, have your cake and eat it too. Lemonade.
And then I am going to get hot sauce and just
don't get caught.
You get caught, man. That's your gig. You shouldn't be doing it anyway. All right, so Nian, Tinder is going to let everyone know who's on Tinder.
If you have Facebook, Tinder is making Tinder less Tinder worthy, right? I mean, they're making
it's almost like Tinder's trying to get like shake out the bad apples. Like, I feel like Tinder's trying to, you know, get shine the light, people who want to be here need to be here, and people who don't, we're going to shame you.
Like when McDonald's puts the calories on the menu.
Can't get enough?
Hear today and past shows on the Big Party Show podcast on
your smartphone,
mobile device,
or at channel941.com.
Prize!
Step right up
and pick a prize. All right, we're going to find out who's going to win $100 right here. Hello, who's this?
Do you have a winner or a TV dinner?
What? I haven't heard that one before.
Do you have a winner or a TV dinner?
A cheesy dinner, I guess.
A TV dinner?
No, she says cheesy.
I thought she said TV.
I feel like the hour is late.
Yeah.
I said, do you have a winner or a TV dinner?
Okay. All right. We got a winner. You're the winner. Congratulations. $100.
Are you serious?
Yes, we are. We're very serious.
Wow. No way.
Yes, it's real.
Yes.
What are you doing this morning?
I am working.
Oh, really? What do you work at? What do you do?
I don't know if I want to tell you where I work because I'm supposed to be working.
I feel like you're the naughty office gal.
Jeez.
Well, you got to be fun at the Christmas party.
You think?
I think
so. I'm not for sure, but I don't know if I am eligible.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
you're saying you won something. You've won something recently?
Yeah. So what I would like to propose is to let someone else.
We can't do that.
Really?
No.
Nope.
Well, then I'll...
Did you get qualified already?
Yes.
Okay. So, we can't do it.
So, you've already won $100. You're already qualified to win pick a prize. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That's good. You're just good. You know what? You're just good.
You're just catching up with us, all right?
You're good at dialing.
All right. Thank you for trying again.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Thank you for being honest.
Well, yeah.
You know, just thank you so much for that, too, because, you know, that leaves the door open for someone else. To win, you know what I mean?
We'll give another couple of shots. Hey, what's your name?
My name is Carmen.
Okay, Carmen. Well, thank you, Carmen. Thanks for trying.
All right. No, well, actually, I was trying to help my coworker out, but...
Yeah. Well,
you know what?
Sorry,
you can help
friend.
Your coworker out by telling them to listen to Chi after 10 a.m.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We got to take a winner, a real winner. Hello. Who's this?
Hi. I just heard that the lady that won wasn't qualified to win.
That's so right.
Are you taking another winner?
Yep, and that winner is you.
Congratulations!
Oh my God, no way!
Congratulations!
Oh my God, yay! Oh my God, you don't understand how excited I am right now. Yes!
Wow!
Oh
you
my
are
God,
excited.
Yes. I am so excited.
$100
I called just in case, and oh my God, I won!
Yes, congratulations. Here, we got $100. Wait, what is your name?
My name's Emily.
Emily. So right, that $100 could become $5,000 more to be spent either as cash from Mutual First Credit Union or $5,000 shopping spree or that trip for the family, at least for four to Disney World or a romantic trip for two or with your best friend to Maui. Which one would you pick?
I don't know. It's really hard to say. I mean, I love the beach, but that cash would come in so handy. So I don't know. We'll see what the universe gives me at the party. So, oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm glad you called back when you heard that.
I am too, because I was so mad I didn't get through. And then I was like, oh, just call back. Maybe they'll take another winner. And
No more cussing here. We're at the limit.
You're cussing like a sailor over there.
Sorry. I'm just really excited.
You're fine. You sound very sweet.
Emily, hold on the line, okay? We just got to get some info from you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. There's excitement, baby.
Bam!
There you go. There's a...
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Yes, I said.
Channel 94.1.
Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.